Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Tez Zayin, and we are on Tez Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom, five lines up, finishing up the story of Acher, finishing up the story of the Dalash and Akhuzil Pardes. Just scheduling note, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and Hashem will pick up again with Monday's daf. That'll be the next one from the new cycle. Monday's daf will do by Hashem Sunday night. Says the Gemara, Acher Mai. Acher Mai, six lines up for the bottom. So the Gemara just said that one of the Amoraim, Shmuel, found Rav Yehuda, and he was very worried. He said, how is it possible that all these great Rabbanan, Ayi Sofer, Ayi Shokel, based on the Pasuk in Shayo, all these great people that are alluded to in the Pasuk, that went away from the proper Derech of Torah, how is it possible that they did this? And if they did, it's very worrisome for us. Anan matevi alon. What should we be thinking? So the Gemara answered, Tina haisa belibam. Right, that is what Rav Yehuda answered Shmuel, that there was something even originally that was problematic. So Acher Mai. So what was problematic about Acher? What was the reflection? Even at the beginning, that there was a problem with Acher. Acher Mai. So the Gemara answers, Zamar Yevani lo pasag mipume. Greek music did not leave his mouth. Zamar Yevani lo pasag mipume. What exactly does that mean, Greek music? What was wrong with Greek music? So Rashi says right here, Hayelo lahaniach bishvil churban habayis. He shouldn't have listened to the music because of churban habayis. Tichsiv bishir lo yishtu yayin. In song, based on the pasuk in Yeshayo, they shouldn't drink wine. Meaning there were certain gzeros that were made after the Churban Habayis. And Rashi says that was the problem, that Acher did not observe some of those remembrances, some of those behaviors that Chazal mandated. The question is exactly, if that's true, that it's just Zamar. It's not Dafka Zamar Shel Akum. It's not, types of specific types of music, all types of music. We know the Gemara elsewhere that Chazal banned certain types of music based on the Churban Habayis. The Gemara says in Maseches Sota and Daf Memches that when the Sanhedrin stopped functioning, they prohibited songs in wine houses. The Gemara continues and says they prohibited songs a little more expanded. The Gemara in Gittin in the first parak says Bechlau, there's no music at all, churban, lacher churban. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Zayin, Zimra minalan de aser, sirtate v'kasav luhu, al tismach Yisrael al gilba amim, but they asered it b'chlan. Then he quotes the pasuk in Yeshayo. So here's a question why Rashi emphasizes shir shel, why the Gemara mentions Zamar Yevani, if it is specifically related to the Isser of listening to the music, La'achar Churban Habayis. Some say it was a specific type of music, it wasn't Dafka, related to the Churban, but one could say that it was related to that earlier issue. The Marsha says it maybe it's Zamar Shel Akum, or maybe Rashi is alluding to some of the more make understandings of that iser. That is a major machlokas aposkim. Music bisman hazeh, right? Jewish music industry? If you look at that Gemara and Gittin, really shouldn't exist. Zamra minalan to aser. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and you look at Rav Moshe Feinstein, who is generally machmir about the issue, then everything should close down in that industry. Says Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim and Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Vav. He continues that he says at the end of that tshuva, Avovade meharoi lebal nefesh lahachmir, kaharambam bitshuvaso, vabakasa kavasei. He says you should be machmir like the Rambam, who has the most strict shita regarding music in general. Aval, he says, misupakani mehubachalad hetu devar mitzvah, what if you have context where you have it something with litzorach tzedaka, litzorach mitzvah, is that okay? So he says you have some flexibility, but he says in general, tov lahachmirim efshar. V'in limchos b'yelo hamakilim. That's it. He says, either a radio, im nimsha zimra depume mutter, v'im b'chle zemer usser. Even on the radio, he's machmir. Even on the not live music, or Moshe is generally very lachumra in this regard. The Rama already mentions some of the heterim. Tav Kuf Samach, that's where the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Isser. The Rama says, L'tzorach mitzvah, k'gon beis chasen v'kava, hakol shari. And then the Achronim expand and say, maybe the Isser is, is only meant when there is no tzarech, but if there's a tzarech of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enjoying it to celebrate a mitzvah, there are more discussions. And then as we know, the Minhag HaOlam is to be mekel here. Even though the Rambam and Rav Moshe strictly seem to follow the Gemara, Zimra, after Churban HaBayis, we have to limit our music intake. Bichlal. But says the Minhag HaOlam, this is an example of Pukhazi, go out and see, there are a major minority, if you could say that, a very small minority of poskim that say that you can't listen to music bizman hazeh the whole year. Again, during Sfira and during the 3 weeks, there's something to talk about. There's more of an accepted minhag. But in terms of generally, music should be usher. If you just read the Gemara, it seems to be problematic, but the Minhag HaOlam is to be mako in certain regards. Again, a big topic, but that's related to this line of Zemer Yevani LaPasuk Mipume. But again, just to keep in mind, it's a little difficult why the Gemara would then mention Zemer Yevani, which would be any type of music, unless the Gemara is just describing all music in that context. Okay, let's continue. Amro Lav Al Acher B'Shash Ahaya Omin MiBeis HaMedrash. When Acher used to stand up from the Beis Medrash, when he used to leave the Beis Medrash, Harbe Sifrei Minin Noshrin Micheko. There were many heretical books that fell out of his lap. Anyway, when he came into the Beis Medrash, he was carrying a couple of Svarim, and he probably hid certain books that wouldn't have been allowed in the Beis Medrash. So when he got up, sometimes they fell down and everybody saw them. Again, reflecting that even when he was in Torah, and before he was went off, so to speak, still he had certain details and stains on his neshama, right? And that's the Tosfos already says it goes back to his father. Look at Tosfos back on Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, a story that is quoted by many. Tosfos in the big Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, where they discuss Acher, what exactly happened with Acher. And if you look about the 10th skinny line or so, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo kach darash, elo tov achriz davarshu tov meirishiso, ubi avi maisa, avuya, avi, havi migdoli Yerushalayim. Oh, the Acher's father, Avuya, Elisha ben Avuya, he was one of the greats of Yerushalayim. Ubi yom shebalim hule, when it was Acher's bris. It was the morning of Acher's bris. They didn't know who was Acher yet. Right? It was Avuya, it was Elisha's bris. He gathered all the greats of Yerushalayim, all the great rabbis of Yerushalayim came to the bris, and he brought them, and he gave them certain tables to sit on, and he put most of them in one place, and he put Reb Elazar and Yeshua in a different place, B'makam Acher. And what did he say? Man da'achlin v'shasin sharyin v'metavchin v'meraktin, and most of the people at the bris were having a party, and singing, and drinking, and being merry, and Reb Elazar and Yeshua were sitting there, you know, kind of separately. Amri, and they said, Ad da'alan askin biditu nasuk bididun. Beautiful line. They said, you know what? Everybody here is celebrating and having a party. Let's learn some Torah. So they're sitting at one of the tables at a bris. Imagine the 10 tables at the bris. They're sitting at one of the tables and they start learning. And what happens? A fire comes down from heaven and surrounds them because of the Torah that they were learning. Yard the Eishman Hashemayim v'kifa usan. Amalan Avuya. Avuya says, you guys coming to destroy my house? You're going to burn down my house. What are you doing? He starts screaming at them. Ma basim lisra basi. Amrulay, they say, no. It's not that type of fire. Obviously, Avuya didn't recognize it. Achas v'shalom, ela yoshvin hayinu, v'chozrin divrei Torah, mitorah, l'neviim, u'minivim, l'ksuvim. V'yidvarim smechem kinesinasa m'sinai. They were having such Torah that it was like Harsinai again. Lo ba'esh nenu. Amr, he says, really? And then all of a sudden he gets excited. He's like, wow, this is what happens to rabbis. They get supersonic fire that comes down from heaven. You know what? I want my son to be like this because I want him to get have these cool things like fire coming down from heaven. Meaning all of a sudden he wanted Elisha to be like these rabbis, but for the wrong reasons. Not for Lishma reasons. Ulafi, Tosfos continues, Shelo haisa kavanaso lashamayim, lefichach lo niskayim ubo. Because he had a tefillah shelo lishma, that was already the roots. That was already the roots for the behavior of Elisha ben Avuya. Again, this is an example that's always given for when you build something, when we build something, when we daven for something, it's got to be Lishma from the beginning. The roots have to be Lishma. There's the story they say that Rav Chaim Volozhin came to the Gra, says, I want to build a yeshiva. I want to build a yeshiva. I'm all excited about it. I want to build a yeshiva. The Gra says, no, not a good idea. And then he comes back again a month later. I want to build the. He keeps asking him. Finally, he comes to the Gra and he's in tears. And he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. I've been trying. And you keep saying it's not a good idea. I've been trying it. He says, breaks down in front of him. And the Gra says, okay, now you can build the yeshiva. What do you mean? What happened? He says, before, and I wasn't sure if there was any tinge of personal, I'm going to be the Rosh Hashiva of that yeshiva. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be sitting on the Mizrach wall. And I wasn't sure, said the Gra, of if there was anything built in, if you have any Shalol Lishma intentions at the beginning of building something amazing, it's not going to last. But now I see that it's nothing about you. It's all about the boys. It's all about the learning that's going to go on. So now you can build the yeshiva. Okay. So let's continue. Says the Gemara. So even these Sifri Minim, these heretical books that were involved, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, if you want to look in the new edition, Ma'amar Tezvav, also talks about this idea of Lishma from the beginning. Three lines from the bottom. Sho'al Nimus Hagar Dias Rabbi Meir, Kol Amar Denachas Liora Salik. Amar Lei, Kol Manta Havi Nokiag of Ime Salik, Kol Delo Havi Nokiag of Ime Lo Salik. This Gardi, this weaver, asked Rabbi Meir, all wool that goes into the Yorah, that is soaked in the cauldron, in order to get the color, Sulik, does it all get the color? Meaning, Rashi explains the depth of the question. Kol ha-lomdim lefnei chachamim, ola len tarasan lohagin alei min achit, doesn't Torah protect? Right? Isn't Torah absorbed in those learners? So that's the question that he's asking. The wool goes in. Doesn't that absorb all the color? So how could this happen? So Rabbi Meir says it's not true. Not all wool absorbs the color. It depends if it's pure from its original being taken off its mother, so to speak. Agav ime. So wool that's pure, that absorbs the color. But if it's not pure, it doesn't absorb the color. Right? And that's again a mashal for Acher. Rabbi Akiva, Allah B'Shalom V'Yard B'Shalom. So getting back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one out of the four that made it in and out peacefully without anything occurring. For Allah Akasav Omer, and about him, it is said, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. After me, pull me, Acharecha Narutza. After you, Narutza, we will run. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to Rabbi Akiva, and he is able to get through. By the way, I didn't read the Rashi and the Tosfos. They both say, on that line of the wool not being pure, the problem was that he didn't have Yiras Cheto Kodemes L'Chachmaso, like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. If somebody has Yiras Shemayim, Kodem, conceptually Kodem, before their Chachma, then it'll last. If somebody does not have the Yiras Shemayim, they're just learning Torah, and they're not focused on the how it's going to shape them, so then it is a problem. V'yav Rabbi Akiva, Bikshu Malachei Hasharis L'dochvo, and even Rabbi Akiva, when he went in, so to speak, into the experience, the Malachei Hasharis wanted to push him away and didn't want it to succeed. Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hanichu L'zakein Zeh, Sheroi L'shtameish Bichvodi. Hashem says, leave him. It's okay. Rabbi Akiva is okay. He could do it. He is special. Right? We could quote all the different Gemaras about Rabbi Akiva. The uniqueness of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara in Menachos, where Moshe Rabbeinu is shown to Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu even says, why doesn't he give the Torah? What about me? He's the one that is so understands the depths of everything. So what about me? So Moshe has Yeish a little bit, and then he goes into Shir, and they tell, and the one of the Talmidim ask a question, and Moshe Rabbeinu is like, I don't even understand that question. I said, he has Yeish. And all of a sudden the Rebbe answers, he says, good question, Halacha Moshe Misinai. And Moshe's like, oh, okay, Baruch Hashem. So he realizes that it's all based on his Torah. So my Darash on top, what did he darshan? What's the question? Rabbi Akiva darshan? The question is, according to Rashi, first day of Rashi, that's what we'll go with, from where? Mehechen Haven, Makom Hashchina. How did he understand that there was going to be a spot? Again, maybe not in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, there was some place that he should stay away from. How did Rabbi Akiva understand? How did he know that? How did he know there was a special spot where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be, that he was going to be unable to look at? So my drash, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'yasamei Rivos Kodesh, the Pasuk in Zos HaBracha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with his multitude. Os Hu Biravava Shalo. So we darshan in the word asa, which means comes. It could also mean os, some sign. So something that stood out, so to speak. Birivos Kodesh amongst his Birivos Shalo in his multitudes. And that was the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Rabbi Yavo Amar Dagul Mirvava. Dugmahu Birivava Shalo. A dugma, an example, some spot among his multitudes. So we know that's the name of the know the Behuda's commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Dog Omer Vava. Reish Lakish Amar, Hashem Tzvakos Shemo, Adonu B'Tzva Shelo. And all of these psukim expressing the same idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, again, not in the physical realm, but he is there among his multitudes. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Abba Rabbi Yochanan, lo baruach Hashem, v'yachar haruach ra'ash, lo barash Hashem, v'yachar ra'ash eish, lo ba'ish Hashem, v'yachar ra'ish kol, d'mama daka, v'hinei Hashem over. Right? Based on the pasuk, the vision that took place in the Sefer Malachim, and that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't always where you think he is. Right? He's not in the great, in the fire, the loud, but quietly, right? The message being, you got to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He's not always there on the surface. You got to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he will be seen. But again, all of these psukim reflecting the same idea. End of the sugya of the Dalet and Nechrusu L'Pardes. But we still have some agadata before we get back to the Seches Chagiga. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim Namru B'Shedim. Six things said about demons, about Shedim. Shlosha kamalachay asharis, u'shlosha kibnei adam. In three ways, shedim are like angels, and in three ways, the shedim are like people. Let's read them, and then we'll talk about shedim a little bit. Shlosha kamalachay asharis, yesh lahem. How are they like angels? Yesh lahem knafayim kamalachay asharis. They have wings like angels. Do angels really have wings? So it says it. Gemara says. So again, wings might be literal, but pashtus not, because we assume that angels are not physical. They're on the one of those upper levels. We have the seven rakias earlier in the Masechta. So on one of those upper levels, they're not physical. Wings might just mean, we use wings to express the idea of somebody and a being flying with a purpose. You fly somewhere to go you have a purpose. So that's what wings might be. They have wings that are certain, they're a spiritual type of being, somewhat, that they have a tachlis, they have a matara. One idea. Again, there's a lot of depths to it as well, but that's one idea. V'tasin misofa olam v'atsofa, kemalachay ashares. They could fly from one side of the world to the other side. V'yodin masha asalias kemalachay ashares, and they know the future. Says the Gemara, really? Yodin tzakadaydach? They know the future? Even the angels don't know the future. Ela shomin me'achori apargod kemalachay ashares. They know they don't know the future, but they can know, they overhear exactly what's going to happen like tomorrow. The distant future, they for sure don't know. That's only a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those are in the ways that they're like Malachi Asharis. Vishlosha kibnei Adam, and in three ways they're like people. Ochlin vishosin kibnei Adam. Wow, they eat and drink. Parin v'ravi kibnei Adam. They reproduce. Umesim kibnei Adam. And they die. What, angels? The angels die? Well, or they just disappear. It's not like dying. Remember we had a couple days ago, they are angels that are created from that river of fire every day, and then they disappear. So angels seem to disappear also, but it's not mesim in the same way. So there seems to be some type of physical element to these shedim, even though the physical element that they share is only with people and not with the malachim. If you look in the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos, Mefarshim, where would this discussion be in Pirkei Avos? In the fifth parak, where the Mishnah describes all of the items that were created, Bein Hashmashos, at the end of Maisa Bereishis, the last few things that got in under the gun. In Maisa Bereishis, Piha Aretz, Piha Be'er, each one of these could, fascinating to have a sheer discussion of, these were created Bein Hashmashos, but it seems like it came and Vayivra in, by Korach, right, Piha Be'er, the Keshes, the Mun. The one important for us is Mazikin. V'yesh omer nafa Mazikin. The Mazikin, the destroyers were created. Who are the Mazikin? Says the Rav Bar Tanura. Elu hashedim. Shela'achar shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abam b'chava. After Hashem created Adam and Chava, on day 6, in Yonad Yoma, this cycle of the Daf Yomi, today's Daf is the Erev Rosh Hashanah Daf. So, Maisa Bereishis, right? Adam and Chava, Hayim Mis'asik b'briyasan. Hashem was involved in their Briya. Ukishebara Ruch Hosein. After he created Adam and Chava, he was now involved in creating these Shedim. And after he created their Ruchos, their spiritual side, Lo Hispik Livro Gufosan Achekide Shayom. Vinisharu Ruchos below Guf. Whoa. That's the Rav Bar Tanura. What does that mean? They were going to be created after Adam and Chava. Don't we go up in quality all the way from the animals to people? That's the highest? That's the last thing created? What, Hashem ran out of time? Oh, I wanted to create Gufim for these something deep here that obviously has to be delved into. Sounds like the Gemara in Erevin, where after Adam sinned, maybe there were certain types of gufim that v'yola banim uvanos, but beforehand he didn't have banim uvanos, right? The Gemara said v'yola b'dibusol kitzalmo. Before, and it wasn't b'dibusol kitzalmo. We discussed back in Maseches Erevin the anti-evolution, not that. No, there were people that came from apes, but after Adam, the people could reach the level and go down that they reached, right, there were animals, the Gemara says, kufim, and other animals that didn't look like people, but it was the opposite. People could degenerate into the depths. You know, Rahman al-Islam, people could lose their Selam al-Okim. People who want to destroy, right, other nations. Rahman al-Islam, Hitler lost his Selam al-Okim. Yimach Shemo. As an example, but here the Rav Bartanura quotes a medrash that says that, you know, they were created and they were ruach below guf, but they were meant to have a guf. So he says, look at the Tiferes Yisrael here. Hey malachei chavala sheye anshu al yedeim arsham ba'olam haba. There are some types of malachim that Hashem was going to use to destroy. Ulufamim galam olam hazeh v'hem baruch niyusam lamata ma'od mimajegas malachei hasharis. They're much, much lower than malachim. Again, there's some type of spiritual beings here, but at least our Gemara says they're connected to the physical world. They're connected, unlike malachim, who are not connected at all. So these shadim are somewhere in between heaven and earth. Somewhere in between, and you know, there are stories throughout Shas about different types of shadim. The Rambam, the Gra always tried to minimize the idea that a shade exists. We mentioned many times in the past Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's idea in Parashas Va'era, where he discusses the Chartumim in Mitzrayim. And he says, how could it be that the Gra on Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya screams at the Rambam and says that, can't believe the Rambam always says Shadim don't exist, and there's Shadim are just in one's head, and all these stories never happen. Look in the Gemara. There are so many stories about Shadim. Look at this Gemara that we just did. Ask the Vilna Gaon in Yaradeya. It says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what would the Rambam answer to all of those tainus? The Gemara seems to say there are such a thing as Shadim. So what would the Rambam say? So Rabbi Yaakov there says, maybe the Rambam would admit, doesn't sound like this way for the Rambam, but Rabbi Yaakov says it, maybe the Rambam would admit that there used to be Shadim. It's just that Bizman Azeh there aren't. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always levels the playing field. So in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, when there was such a high level in Kedusha, when there were baskals coming out from heaven, telling people what to paskin, even though we don't listen to the baskal, when there was such heavenly, and there were Atanoim doing Tchias HaMesim, right. So then we could talk about Hashem has to put in Kochos HaTuma into the world to keep our Bechir Rechavshus. But Bizman Azeh, later on, even Bizman HaRambam, you know, when the kochos hakedusha are so much less, we don't have nevuah anymore, we don't have baskols anymore, so maybe that's why the kochos hatumah are also lowered, in that sense. So that's Rabbi Yaakov's suggestion, that he would admit in those days. Kizel umaze asa elokim v'im koach hakedusha betokvo kamochen koach hatumah betokvo v'rak biyameinu shegam kochos haruchaniyim ne'elmu v'namogu kamochen shuv ein achiza b'metzias le'inyin hashedim. That's how he defends the Rambam against the Groz attacks in Yeridea. If you never saw the Groz attacks, it's in Yeridea, Kuf, Ayin, Tes, and the Bir HaGra, one of the largest. Usually the Bir HaGra is like three words. They're not even words. Three abbreviations. And you have to figure out what he means. But there the Gra has four lines. He has four lines where he says that the philosophy misled the Rambam, Lashon we've read in the past, but those are important words of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Okay, let's continue. So, six ways that the Shadim are like people, and six ways they're like angels. Okay? The next line, though, is more lamaisa, I would say, for us. Shisha dvarim namru bibnei adam. Six things said about people. Shlosha kamalachei hasharis, shlosha kebehema. It's a Gemara to take with us. Three ways people are like angels, in three ways people are like animals. Shlosha kamalachei hasharis, yeshlem das kamalachei hasharis. We have das, we have intellect, like the angels. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Yesodei Torah that the angels, all beings in life, have intellect. The sun and the moon and the stars also have intellect, says the Rambam. They have self-awareness. Right? Bechira, that's something else to talk about. But the Rambam says that's the pshat of Yitzaram b'da'as b'vinu v'haskel. Doesn't mean that he created them with da'as. What? Hashem has chachma b'vinu v'da'as. No, it means he created the sun and the moon and the stars with de'a b'vinu v'haskel. That's what we mean in the tefillah, in the Birchas Kriya Shema. A different type of das than we have. But he says das, and we can't fathom it, just like we mentioned, that animals can't fathom what it is to be like a person. A person can't fathom what it's to be like the sun and the moon and the stars. but it goes up. Each level lower cannot fathom what's above them. But that's what the Rambam says. So you have Daska Malachi Asharis. So also the Malachim, not just the sun and the moon and the stars. Umahalchim Mekom Meskufa Malachi Asharis. They walk. They go with, on Kom Meskufa. They go upright. Meaning the animals go on all fours. That's symbolic of focusing on the ground, as the Bali Musar pointed out. When you go on all fours, your face is towards the bottom, towards the ground. When you stand Kom Meskufa, you're facing to heaven. Umesapin Belashan Hakodesh Malachi Asharis. And they're Mesaper Belashan Hakodesh. Lashan Hakodesh. Says the Eitz Yosef. Why doesn't it just say we talk? Why Dafka Lashan Hakodesh? So the Eitz Yosef says, well, the Malachim, the Gemara says elsewhere, only understand Lashon HaKodesh. They don't understand the Aramis. So that's why, you're right. And Dibur itself is a reflection. But that's the language that the angel speaks. That's why the Gemara says here Lashon HaKodesh. Why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? So the Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, again, much that we've discussed in the past, the beginning of Kisisa. Why is in Kisisa? Because there it says, Shekel HaKodesh. Right there, the Ramban quotes the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, describing why is Hebrew called Lashon HaKodesh? So the Rambam himself, the Rambam Shita is, because there are no, what we would call, inappropriate dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. Not modern Hebrew, but Lashon HaKodesh. Right? There are no separate words, says the Rambam, to describe the Evari HaZachar and the Evari HaNekeva. There's no separate words. It's the Ever HaZachar, the limb, the organ of the man. That's it. There's no separate word for the connection between the physical connection between a husband and a wife. Chibur, to be connected. Bia, to enter into. But there's no separate word, because it's Lashon HaKodesh, inherently. Says the Ramban, that's nice, but I don't agree with that pshat. I think Lashon HaKodesh is something deeper than that, something more inherent. And that is, the world was created by Lashon HaKodesh, Hashem gives Nevuah by Lashon HaKodesh, and that's why it's Lashon HaKodesh, because Hashem, Hashem uses that language, like Rashi quotes in Brachos, Ki mei ish lu kachazos, the world was created by Lashon HaKodesh. So that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't jump on the Rambam, he says, there's no tzarech to say that, on a more practical level, right, just say that there's a special kedusha to the language. Right? The Rambam himself says in Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, that mitzvah kala, right, mitzvah kala should be chamurah in your eyes, like a mitzvah chamurah. So one of the examples he gives is like talking Lashon HaKodesh, talking Hebrew. Okay, so we have that in common with the Malachi Asharis, those three items. And then, shlosha kebehema, three like the animals. Ochlin v'shosin kebehema, we eat and drink like the animals. Parn v'ravin kebehema, we procreate like the animals, and we also create waste and have to go to the bathroom like animals. Why doesn't it say that we die like the animals? Right, like it said before, that they're mesim, why does it say like deadly animals? It says the Iyun Yaakov. You cannot compare Misas Adam to Misas Behema. They're two totally different ideas. And therefore, what the neshama, Yitzias neshama, an animal doesn't have that. You can't compare that. You're right, they both physically, it looks to us, the same, but it's very different. Period. If anybody looks at these four areas, right, malamala, malamata, like the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak, so then it's better if they wouldn't have been created. If he asked the questions that are inappropriate, bishla, malamala, malamata, malachar, lechaye, I understand three out of the four questions, what's above, what's below, we spoke then about what this means, elolifnim, madahavahave. But if somebody tries to focus on the past, tries to focus on creation. What's so bad about creation? What happened. He's just trying to figure out the mitzias, the reality of you know, what was created first and the order of creation. You know, what's so bad about that? Right? He's just focusing on what occurred. Right? The Tosas Rid says right here, to formulate the question, he says, it's fine, v'asa lahara binyan ashchina, but v'akashali, amay metam etamud, amay da'ava ava. He says, what's the problem about it? So he says, la'olam in adam choker la'das el b'mashahu ata, o b'mashah asid lihios. That's what philosophers focus on. Avamasha avar kvar, in adam choker kol kach, ma da'ava ava. So he says, one can ask, but that's how he explains the Gemara's question. People aren't going to be led to heretical thoughts trying to figure out just what happened. It's only about how is God involved today, and what's going to be in the future? That's going to lead him to questions which he can't answer. But looking back is not so dangerous. One might say that, I don't know, people thinking about Maaseh Breishis and people thinking about the different types of approaches to Maisa Breishis that are not within the realm of Judaism, you know, so it can be. That's why I explain the Gemara's question. So Rabbi Yochanan, maybe that's the Gemara's answer, that it is dangerous. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar, Damrei Travayu. The problem is that people are going to try to figure out what was before creation. And that's going to be the problem. Mashal belapas of Adam Shabbat Avadav. Benuli platrin gedol and ala ashba. A king gives instructions. Build me a beautiful palace on this garbage dump. Halchu banulo, and they build it. Ein ritzono shamelach lahaskir shame ba ashba. The king doesn't want to be reminded of what was before. What was before. So too here. You know, it's inappropriate. That's their approach. It's inappropriate to talk about what was beforehand, which is not an exact parallel because there was no ashpa beforehand when HaKadosh Baruch Hu built. It was yesh mi'ayin, right? We can't fathom it. So maybe that's what this is the closest mashal that we could give. We can't give another mashal because we can't give a mashal about yesh mi'ayin. But that's what the Rav Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan are trying to get across. Viter. Again, anyone who's not doesn't have covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask these questions, it's better if he didn't come to the world. Mahi. What are other examples of this line? Because remember, we had in the beginning of the Perek, we had two lines. We had anybody who looks at these four things, that's in the Mishnah, and then we have anybody who's not Chasak Volkono. It's better if he didn't come to the world. So what's that referring to? So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Amar Zamastaka Bakeshes. Someone who stares at a rainbow. Mistakel bekeshes. So, what does that mean? Stares at a rainbow. So, again, the Tosfos read here says beautifully. So, just like if you look at a rainbow, you can't see, if you try to look at the rainbow, could you note the exact spot where its colors change? Where red becomes orange and all the colors change? It's hard. It's blurry. At that edge, you can't put your finger on and say, oh, that's exactly where the change occurs. It's blurry. So he says, so too here. If you stare at a rainbow, just like you try to figure out exactly questions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are blurry and you can't figure out, and you stare and try to figure it out, he says, that's Ratu L'Shlo, Shlo Bala Olam. So that's a rainbow is just a figurative in that sense. But this Gemara is obviously quoted. It's a little difficult for us to accept this in Halacha. Right? The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, make a bracha on seeing a rainbow. What else in life do we try not to see? And we make a bracha on it. Right? It's difficult. The Shulchan Aruch says, Haroe bekeshes. If you see it at the keshes, you make the bracha. The bracha that you have to know by heart, because you usually see a rainbow, you don't have a sitter, and it's that six-word bracha. Right? Nezochar abris ne'emam b'risav v'kayem b'mamaro. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Aser l'histakel bo b'yoser. That's based on our Gemara. You can't stare at it for a long time. Right? So there's a difference between looking, gazing, staring. It says, L'histakel bo b'yoser. That's what the Gemara says. And the Chayadam, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, says, Ein kedai. It's not, if you see a rainbow, you don't have to go tell your friends about a rainbow. Not kedai, because you have also l'histakel bo b'yoser. So I've spoken to a number of, again, a big Rabbanim about it, and we all have the same reaction. The rainbow is something beautiful. Yeah, it symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at us and it wants to destroy the world. But it's like you make a bracha on it. And whenever anybody sees a rainbow, what's the first thing that we do? We go into our house. Guys, it's a rainbow, the rainbow. Let's go outside. Look, that's what we do. What, that's all wrong. We shouldn't do that. We want our kids to see the rainbow. We want it to bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems to be the way we can understand it, as the Shulchan Aruch says, also it's talk about b'yoser. Right, to stare at it, to look at it for a minute, and oh, Hashem, awesome, what a beautiful thing, and then, but that's there got to be some depth to the idea here, like we saw from the Tosfos Rid, that if we look at it in an inappropriate way, but just to look at it, you know, the Gemara here says hamistakel, again, histaklus has a certain connotation, it's not roeh, right, it's histaklus, which is a deep type of staring, and that's where one runs into a little danger. Just halachically, by the way, it's an interesting question. The Mishnah Berurah Halacha says, how much of the rainbow do you have to see to make the bracha? He says, lo nisbayer, it's not clear whether you have to see dafka sheyireu b'tmunas keshes du chachati goren agulo afilu miksas mimeno dai. Only the entire semicircle, or the entire or just part of it. That's the Berurah Halacha suffix. Doesn't answer the question. Rav Sternbach says suffix lakula. If you only see part of it, then you should not make the bracha. I once spoke to a scientist, and he said that he was once in a helicopter, and he was up, and there was a rainbow in the sky, and it wasn't even, I don't know the physics of it, but it wasn't even half. If you're in the sky, it's almost an entire circle. We just don't see it because at the end of the horizon, we can't see under the horizon. So the whole subject of the Mishnah Berurah is, oh, do you have to see the entire half or part of the half? But even half is only part. But we can only see our part. So we see saying, oh, you have to see as much as you can see? So that's it's a suffix. Other poskim are more makel that if you see part of a rainbow, even if you don't see the entire, which a lot of times you don't see the entire semicircle, one can still make the bracha. Okay, right, they're fleeting. If you don't get it, right, mistakel, it's fleeting itself. But right, trying to make it longer than it really is. Okay, let's continue. So Mizrach Bekeshes. Rav Yosef Amar Zeha over Avera Beseser, someone who violates an Avera in private. Some of the Akronim say it's like Geneva. Right? You do an Avera, but you're scared of people, but you're not scared of a Kaddish Baruch. Mistaka Bekeshes, Dechsiv Kamari Akeshes, Ashiye Benon, Biyom Ageshem, Kein Mare, Hanoga, Saviv, Humare, Dmus Kvod Hashem. So you see, because a rainbow is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that vision of Yechezkel. Rav Yosef Amar Zerav over Avir B'Seser, Kedir Rabbi Yitzchak, where do you see that's negative? Rabbi Yitzchak, there Rabbi Yitzchak, call over Avir B'Seser, Kedil Doche Gragli Shechina, as if you're pushing the legs of the Shechina. Shenei Mar Kol Mar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisiv, Aris Adam Ragalai. Right, like the connection to Geneva, the Marsha points here. Any, is this really true? Like Mar, we have this already in Moed Katan, that it's so bad to do an Avir B'Seser. V'yam Rabbi Lazar Azaki Nimro, Adam Shiitzrum is Gaber Alav, if somebody sees that his Yitzhahara is getting the best of him, he's having difficult controlling his taiva, Yelich, so he should go to a place where he's not known. And he should go basically one of the ways of tshuva. And there he could do what his heart desires. And he shouldn't do the aveira in public. So you see, that's what a person should do. He should do the aveira in private. We discussed back in Moed Katan, what does this mean? You know, he's going to do the Aveira anyway, at least he should do it then. And then he could do the Aveira, Yasa Mashalibo Chafetz. That's what Rashi says over there. Tosas, I can't believe it. You know, Yasa Mashalibo Chafetz means, and he should do what he wants, but he should really try to control himself and not do it. This is better than doing it in public. But he should do what his heart wants. The Ben Yehoyada there said, then, that his, what does it mean, Mashalibo Chafetz? Everybody wants to do the right thing inside. Kofana Sashiyama Rotsani. So, what his heart desires, doing this process of tshuva, will help him control himself. So what do you mean? It's a good thing to do an Aveira in private. Lokasha, the Matzi Kaiv Lili Yitzrei, Hadalom Matzi Kaiv Lili Yitzrei. Obviously, if he can control himself, it's better not to do it at all. But if he can't control himself, then this is what he should do. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abri Nachmeni, Miturgamini, Dereish Lakish, Kol Mistakel, B'Gimel Dvarim Einav, Keos. Anybody looks at the following three things, his eyes become weak. Bekeshes, Ubin Nasi, Ubin Kohanim. If I stare at the Nasi, and if I look at the Kohanim, Bishas Berchas Kohanim. Pikeshes Dechsiv Kamari Akeshes Hashiyah Ba'anam Biyom HaGeshem Hu Marad Dimus Kvod Hashem. As we saw yesterday, there's a connection. Binasi Dechsiv V'Nasata Mehotcha Olav. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should give some of your hod onto him, but not all of your hod. All of your hod is reserved. So that's like a Nasi. If we look at all, what does this symbolize, right? Maybe if I equalize myself to the Nasi, if I lift myself up, and finally, Bekohanim Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, only, says the Gemara, when the Beis HaMikdash was up, Shaya Om Demal Duchanan Umavarchan, and Sisom Shem HaMaforash, when the Kohanim used to stand on the Duchan and use the Shem Hashem. Rashi says the Shechina was on their fingers, and therefore one was not allowed to look. Says the Mar Uketzia, right in the in Hilchas Kuf Chav Ches, right in the Siman about Berchas Kohanim. So this is a raya that Kohanim do not have to cover their fingers Bizman Hazeh. It was only when they said the Shem HaMafurash, but Bizman Hazeh one would not have to do it. The Rama quotes different minhagim in Kuf Chav Ches Chav Gimel. So we know different minhagim Bizman Hazeh. The most common minhag is for the Kohanim to cover their hands. V'yesh mekomos shen alkei nagud l'shalshal talas al paneim v'yedem chutz l'talas. V'yesh mekomos shen alkei sheyedem l'bifnim in atalas. Different dais. If, again, the post can point this out, if the Kohanim's hands are under the talas, like is the minhag in most places, b'zman hazeh, then me'ikar adin, one is allowed to look at the Kohanim. Right? We are more nervous about it because, like, there are all these, like, issues about looking at the Kohanim and becoming blind based on this Gemara. So that's why we're Machmir. In the Minhag Olam, we're Machmir. Even though their hands are covered, we don't want to take any chances. So we don't look at the Kohanim anyway. But Me'ikar Adin, number one, it was only Bizman HaMikdash. And number two, it was only if you see their hands. So if it's not Bizman HaMikdash, you don't see their hands, Me'ikar Adin, it's probably okay. But, that is the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. weiter. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nachmani mitzurgemini the Reish Lakish my dechsev al taminu bereya al titzchu ba'aluf. What does that mean? Al yomalach im yomalach hayitzara chatov akadosh baruch hu mochel al tamin. Don't believe in the reya. That's like the ra. Don't believe in the yitzahara. If he says sin and Hashem will be mochel, don't listen. Al tamin bereya vein reya el yitzahara. Shneimar ki yitzalev adam ra vein aluf el akadosh baruch hu shneimar aluf nuurai ata. Right, that is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Tomar, me may it be. What if I say, well, who's going to see me sin anyway? Avnei Beso, V'koras Beisho Shaladim Heimeyidim Bo. Your house is mayed. Shene Amar, Ki Evan Mikir Tizak, the stones will scream out, V'kafis Me'eit Yanena. V'cham Omrim, Nishmaz Shaladim Heimeyidim Bo. The neshama of a person will testify. Shene Amar, Misho Cheves Chekecha, Shmar Pis Chepicha. Ezi Dabar Shesho Cheves Becheko Shaladam. What is in the bosom of a person? Mavi Omer Zeh Neshama. Reb Zerika Omer, Shene Malachai Asharis, Malam Lavin Oso, Hein Me'eidim Bo. Shene Amar, Ki Malachavi Savalach, Lishbarcha B'chol Durachecha. The Malachim that accompany us wherever we go, they used to say a tefillah to those malachim in the olden days. When we went to the bathroom, we used to say a tefillah, which we don't say bizman hazeh. And the last day, every Yesh Omrim, a varv saw the meidim bo shnemer, vatem meidainu mashem ani keo, that it's the limbs of a person. We know each mitzvah is connected to another limb, so that's what's made. Fine. Now we're back to Chagiga. Chagiga, is smicha done on the carbon chagiga on yontif? We know that smicha is leaning on an animal, and that is an isser derabbanan of ishtamshus bebehem on an animal. So is it done? So Yosi ben Yuezer shal omer shalol lismoch. Yochad zob ben Yochanan omer lismoch. Yishuv ben Brachi omer shalol lismoch. Nitai Beli omer lismoch. Yehuda ben Tabai omer shalol lismoch. Shem ben Bishadak omer lismoch. Shmai omer lismoch. Abtayin omer shalol lismoch. Why is there? There's no other mishnah like this in all the shas, right? So many people on the same sides. Hillel and Menachem nechleku. They didn't argue. Yatzin Menachem nechna. Shammai Shammai. Amar shlo lismoch. Hillel amar lismoch. Everybody agrees. Now and then they argued again. What is the importance of this machlokas? Rashi says this was the first machlokas in history. First machlokas in history. Tosfos says doesn't really mean that. Because the early machlokos between David and Shaul and other machlokos, it was the first machlokos that continued for a while, that was passed down from generation to generation. The other machlokos were decided at that moment. But this is the famous first machlokos in history. Look at the Maris Chayis here, look at many of the Achronim here that discuss it. Harishonim ha-Yunasim, Vishnim lahem av Bezdin. And all of these pairs in the Mishnah, the first ones were the Nasi, and the second one were the av Bezdin. Tanur Rabbanan. So today's Gemara is just about the personalities, and Bezdin, and the next time, the Gemara gets into the content. Shlosha mizugos harishonim sha'amru shal lismoch, v'shnai mizugos achronim sha'amru lismoch. Three of the first three singular people in the first pairs that said not to do smicha, and two from the second pairs that said to, hayu nasiim. Ushniim lahem avos bezdin, divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, so he has a little different grouping of who were the Nasi and who was the Av Bezdin. The Nasi was the head of the Sanhedrin. The Av Bezdin was second in command. So the question is, who was who? The Chachamim Omrim Yudim and Tabai Av Bezdin v'shirim v'shadach Nasi. That's what the Chachamim say. So there's a machlokes regarding Yehuda ben Tabai and our Mishnah about who was who. Matan al Hadatan Rabbanan, who says the following? Who's the following authorship? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Erev ben Achama, im lo harakti eid zomeim. Yehuda ben Tabai says, I killed in eid zomeim. Erev ben Achama, and he's like swears about it. Lo hotzi, and I did it. Lo hotzi mi libin shel tzdukim, to go against the tzdukim, shahayu omrim, because tzdukim hold in eidim zomen neharagin achi yirhari kanidon. Right? Against what we say, right? We say kasher zomen velo kasher asa. Only if they tried to do it, but not if they succeeded. The tzdukim say just the opposite. They say only if they succeeded in doing it. We say no. Only if they succeeded having a gemar din, but not if they actually did it. So I, says Yehuda ben Tabai, I put an eid to death to go against the tzdukim. Even though there was only one aid that became a zomim, and not the whole pair. You know what? You did something wrong. What? You killed somebody, an innocent person. They both have to be proven to be zomim. That's basic ABCs of aid zomim. Only if you knock out the entire pair. And you put him to death, only one? Right, Tosfos says, how could it have done? We know that a tzaddik, no takala comes to a tzaddik, maybe only when it comes to eating. Right, a tzaddik is never going to eat something. Dvar takala al piyam. That's a big sugya also in Tosfos here. We don't have time right now. Miyad, we'll be finished in a minute. Miyad kiba, love Yehuda ben Tabai, sheina mor halacha el befeishim ben shetach. From that day on, Yehuda ben Tabai said, you know what, I'm not passing again, except if you're there. Kol yomav shel Yehuda ben Tabai, mishtadik al kivur shel oso harug. And for the rest of his life, he went to the person he put to death. Vayakol nishma, and he cried at the kever. Kisvur na'am lomar shekol shel harug, they thought it was the person who died. Amalem kolihu. No, it's my voice. Teidu shalamakaru meizvein kol nishma. You'll see, after I die, there won't be a voice anymore. Amalei Ravacha Brei the Rebbe Ravashi v'dima piyusei paisei obedina tavi. What do you mean? Maybe he was the dead guy, but after Yehuda ben Tabbai died, so that, then he was happy. He wasn't happy. He was just appeased. Mina mani. So that's the story. So the mani, last section. So who is the author of this sabraisa? I understand the story. If Shimon ben Shetach was the Avbezin, Rida ben Tabbai was the Nasi, because then we know up until this time, so now he was, didn't Paskin accept it. Up until this time, he Paskin without him, because he was the Nasi, and now he decided the opposite. But if that's the case, then he says, from now on, I'm not Paskin without you. But he couldn't Paskin without him in the first place, because he was only second in command. So Gemara says, lo, my kibel alav de ka'amar le'itztarufe, tafil itztarufe nami lo mitztarufe. What he was makabel was that now he would never Paskin even after him unless Reb Shimon ben Shetach was with him on the Bezdin. Only if he was mitztarif on the same Bezdin with him. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, everybody should have a Shana Tova, Chsiv Chsima Tova, all of our listeners. I thank God, many emails that I've gotten over the past couple of days. We should all be zochet to have a Shnas Limud, a Shnas Geula, Yeshua's for all of Klal Yisrael.